Here's the news with Brian Jennings.
Today marks the third anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At dawn, on the 24th of February 2022, Russia launched a simultaneous air, sea and ground attack with missiles striking throughout the country. Since then, thousands of Ukrainian citizens have died. More than 6 million have left their homes to seek safety in other countries, of whom almost 110,000 live in Ireland. Both the Ukrainian and Russian armies have suffered heavy casualties. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv this morning to mark the anniversary and show solidarity. As she arrived in the city, Dr. von der Leyen said it was not only the destiny of Ukraine that was at stake, but that of Europe. This morning, EU foreign ministers approved a 16th package of sanctions against Russia. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today attend a meeting via video link of leaders from around the world that has been convened by the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. At the United Nations, the United States has tabled a resolution calling for an end to the war, but without any mention of Russian responsibility. It comes after the US declined to support a Ukraine-drafted text condemning Russian aggression and calling for the withdrawal of Russian troops. From the United Nations in New York, here's our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray.
The short US resolution simply mourns the loss of life, calls on the UN to settle disputes peacefully, and implores a swift end to the conflict. It's in stark contrast to the Ukraine text, backed by European nations and others, which also calls for peace, but on the basis of a full Russian withdrawal from Ukrainian territory. The US resolution marks an abrupt shift in its posture inside the United Nations, one which pits the US against its traditional allies in Europe, appearing to align instead with Russia's interests. The two resolutions are expected to be voted on in the UN General Assembly this morning. Until last week, European diplomats were expecting a strong show of support for the Ukraine-drafted text. But this last-minute US intervention has caused turmoil among diplomats here and further strained an already fracturing transatlantic relationship. Yvonne Moriarty, News at the United Nations in New York.
Germany's incoming Chancellor, Friedrich Merz, will today begin the process of forming a coalition as final votes are counted following yesterday's general election. Mr. Merz's Conservative Christian Democrats won just over 28.5% of the vote share, but the country has been unsettled by the strong performance of the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, which doubled its share of the vote to over 20%. All parties have ruled out any coalition with the AfD. From Berlin, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Friedrich Merz will lead negotiations to form a new government, and indications are it will be a grand coalition with the Social Democrats, who suffered their worst post-war defeat. The outgoing Chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has said he will not participate in those negotiations. Mr. Merz has said a government could be in place by Easter. The country is still coming to terms with the relentless rise of the AfD, which pushed the Social Democrats into third place for the first time in its history. Friedrich Merz said his priority is to lead a coalition which will revive Germany's struggling economic model and to restore German leadership at the heart of Europe. Last night he described the interventions during the campaign in favour of the AfD by tech billionaire Elon Musk and US Vice President J.D. Vance as, quote, utterly outrageous. And he questioned whether NATO could continue in its current form following recent comments by President Trump. Mr. Merz said his priority would be to achieve real independence from the United States step by step and to reinforce European security. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Berlin.
Pope Francis has spent a 10th night in hospital where he's being treated for double pneumonia. From Rome, our correspondent Fiona Mitchell.
Pope Francis had what the Vatican described as a good night, having slept and rested in Rome's Gemelli Hospital, where he has been since February 14th. This morning's brief update came following a statement last night in which the Vatican said that blood tests on the 88-year-old pontiff had indicated a mild renal insufficiency, which is currently under control. Last night's statement described a complex clinical picture and said there was a need to wait for medical therapies to show some effect. It said that the complexity of the medical issues meant the prognosis remained guarded, adding that the Pope was alert and well-oriented.
Back home, advertised rents rose by an average of 5.7% last year, according to the latest report by property listings website daft.ie. The rate of increase is slower than the 6.8% rise recorded in 2023. The figures are based on new tenancies. Our economics and public affairs correspondent David Murphy.
The average rent in the open market is €1,956 per month. Rents are now more than 40% higher than they were before COVID. This month, there were nearly 2,300 homes available to rent. That's far below the figure between 2015 and 2019, when there was an average of 4,400 available. Trinity College lecturer Ronan Lyons, who authored the report, said the imposition of strict rent controls had not solved underlying issues in the market. He suggested relaxing rent caps in a politically feasible manner to undo what he described as the damage to the property market.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Discover next generation comfort for your home with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump. Think heating, think Grant.
It'll be blustery today with scattered showers and long sunny spells at first. More widespread heavy showers will spread from the west this afternoon. Some showers will be of hail with scattered thunderstorms. Highest temperatures will range from 9 to 12 degrees.